Bonjour.
Hello.
Jumbo.
Hola.
Annyeong.
Ni hao.
Salam.
Hello.
Namaste.
You're listening to Music Knows No Borders on Leeds Student Radio.
It's my time. It's my life. I can do what I like for the price of a smile. I gotta take it to ride. So I keep living 'cause it feels right and it's so nice. I like how it feels. Make us one. Let's make a beautiful world. Take my hand, it's alright. 'Cause tonight we can fly. So we keep living 'cause it feels right and it's so nice. I like how it feels.
Consider the best. I consider mediocre. I want my bank accounts like Carter Slims or at least the Mini Oprah. Baby, just close your eyes and imagine any part in the world I've been there. I'm like global warming, they think I just started heating things up. But I've been here. I time travel through time zones. Give me some of my vodka and it's on. Enrique Iglesias in translation. Enrique Church's confession on. Dale mamita, dímelo todo. Adelante tu hombre, yo me hago el bobo. So no te preocupes, baby, for real. Because you gon' like how it feels. 'Cause I like how it feels.
Hello and welcome to the fifth in the series of Music Knows No Borders on Leeds Student Radio. And if you haven't figured out already, we've gone to the universe of Spanish and Latin American music. You just heard Enrique Iglesias with I Like How It Feels, a personal favourite of mine. It's just one of those feel-good songs that gets me dancing. I'm joined today with Mo Ayoub. Hello Mo, how are you doing today?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now you have your own show, don't you?
Yeah, so I do The Beat on a Wednesday on Leeds Student Radio, Leeds' flagship drive time show.
Oh, that's so
Not
cool.
Not to toot my own horn, but there you go.
So tell me, what's your connection with Latin music?
So my connection with Latin music is that I study Arabic and Spanish. I've studied Spanish for God knows how many years it's been now. 10 years, maybe?
Oh, wow.
So, there's always been this little sort of, 5% in the back of my head that's always thinking about music from elsewhere, and that being Latin music especially. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this next song is by an artist which is well known in the Latin music scene. I think this was actually my first song that I heard in a Spanish language.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this song wasn't, but the actual artist, his name's Daddy Yankee, and I heard Gasolina. Yeah, it's a classic one.
That is a throwback.
Yeah, and basically this song is slightly newer-ish, and it's called Limbo. Massivo! Listening to Music Knows No Borders on LSR, and you just heard Limbo by Daddy Yankee. So our next song is in a language which I like to call Spanglish. You know how like various songs are like in Spanish and English and you call it Spanglish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this next song, it's in Spanish, and can you guess what the other language is?
Well, of course, yeah, but I mean, like, it's Portuguese. I mean, it'd be hard for it to be anything else.
Of course, of course. So this is Danza Kuduro, and it's by Don Omar. And I think the first time I heard this was when I watched the movie Fast and Furious.
Yes!
Yeah, so it has a really, really... I can only think of Don Omar and Fast and Furious with this song.
Ah!
That was Danza Kuduro by Don Omar. If you like what you're hearing, why don't you tweet in and tell us what you think of the show? Now, let's mix it up a bit. Mo, would you like to talk about our next song?
Yeah, of course. It would give me a great pleasure to talk about the next song because I've been following this artist for many years, ever since I, you know, emailed the record company, Narciso Records, all the way out in Argentina and found this artist because I was just literally obsessed. So she's an Argentinian guitarist and literally her guitar playing rivals that of Spanish, because obviously people know that Spaniards are arguably the greatest guitarists, yeah, with like Pablo, yeah, de Lucia and all this, but she literally, so in some songs that she has, it sounds like you've got two people playing when in fact it's just her. And there's
crazy,
there's proof of that on videos such as the Petit Planet by Pablo, by Vincent Moon, sorry.
Okay.
That's how I discovered her.
Yeah.
So he's a videographer that goes around the world and,
wow,
videos all of these artists or cultural aspects of societies that you don't really know a lot about. So, you know, before this, I didn't really know that Argentinians were so big on this type, yeah, of guitar playing style. And like, it's all very emotional and like, it's got a lot of meaning behind it because,
yeah,
of Argentina's recent history and such.
Gosh, yeah, of course.
So yeah, forget about the history, actually. No, don't forget about it. It's quite important. But no, so this artist has released two albums. One of them was on Narciso Records and that was called Nacerán Las Hojas, which was back in 2009. And her latest album, Paisajes Intraestelares, was released in December last year. And you can get both of them off Bandcamp,
okay,
if that's what you want. You can also buy the Petit Planet thing that Vincent Moon did on Bandcamp as well. So it's just half an hour of her doing freestyles and free flow and everything.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm literally just obsessed with her. I messaged her saying that I was going to be on his show, repping her. So shout out Marifel, yeah, un abrazo de Inglaterra. And yeah, so this is Cantan by Marisali Sasa.
Pregunto si el árbol tan solo en sus rincones. sabe que tú estás duro y sí que tienes sabores. Tu cuerpo es como una escultura y me fascina tu olor. Tu piel tiene una gran textura bronceada por el sol.
Tú me quemas, me quemas, me quemas. Y el fuego en mis penas me pone a bailar. Tú me quemas, me quemas, me quemas. Y el fuego en mis penas me pone a bailar.
Me pone a bailar soñando con ser el dueño de tu cintura. Tu fuego me está quemando, que suba la temperatura.
Damas y caballeros, gente de zona.
Me dice que ella es fuego, que ella me va a quemar. Que con ella no puedo, ella me va a matar. Me dice que ella es fuego, que ella me va a quemar. Que con ella no puedo, ella me va a matar.
Tú me calientas el cuerpo entero. Oh, oh, oh. Me pones como loco, por mí me pone mal. Mujer, me quemas con tu fuego. Oh, oh, oh. Me quemas poco a poco, y esto no va a parar.
Que suba la temperatura,
que suba
la temperatura, que suba,
que suba.
Que suba la temperatura,
que suba
la temperatura, que suba.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's 2:23, and you're listening to Music Knows No Borders on Lee Student Radio. You're listening to Chino and Nacho with Tú Me Quemas. Am I saying that correctly?
Tú Me Quemas.
Tú Me Quemas. I've found that there's a lot of reggaeton and dancehall sounding beats in mainstream like music from Latin America. Is there a lot of classic sounding music that prevails?
So there's a lot of classic sounding stuff. Maybe not so much in recent times. There's things like, another Argentinian, well, actually his origin's debatable to many Latin Americans, but his name's Carlos Gardel.
Okay.
He very much has that sort of like classic sound. He's from like the 30s or the 40s. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you would like stereotypically think to hear from Latin music. So it's a blend of like Spanish and like Italian influence, because that's the majority of people in that region of the world are from, you know, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese type thing. So there's him, and then there's also other people like Antonio Machin, who's a Mexican singer who's from the same roots as well. So there's that aspect of classical, but there's also Buena Vista Social Club,
okay,
who I think we're moving on to swiftly now.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a bit of information about our next song, don't you?
Yeah, so Buena Vista Social Club consists of many, many singers. Mm-hmm. One of the most prominent ones is Ibrahim Ferrer, and so they're a Cuban band, which is very rare for most people because they don't often associate Cuba with Latin music necessarily, maybe just because of the sort of repression of like the socialist type structure that the country's got. Maybe not a lot of stuff got out. Luckily this did, and so the next song we're playing is called Bruca Manigua. And just a little bit about Ibrahim Ferrer, he's a Grammy award winning artist with Buena Vista Social Club, and also he was part of the Buena Vista Social Club biopic, which was filmed by Rai Kuda back in like the 90s. I'm gonna say, and that's definitely worth a watch if you want to find out what's not only about behind the artists and their influences, but also behind like Cuban culture, especially at that point, because it was really closed off. Not a lot of people knew what was going on. So that's definitely worth checking out. But so this is Bruca Manigua. This is from the 2013 World Circuit Sampler. You can buy that in all good retailers.
Hey!
I must say, I was a great fan of that song. I love it. Now, moving on to something that's completely different. This song, this next song, is by J Balvin, and it's called Tinsa.
Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales. Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales. Muévete a mi ritmo, siente el magnetismo. Tu cadera es la mía, hacen un sismo. Ahora da lo mismo, el amor y el turismo. Diciéndole que no al que viene con romanticismo. Si te dan ganas de bailar, pues dale. En el estático todos somos iguales. Te ves bonita con tu swing salvaje. Sigue bailando, ¿qué pasó? Te traje. Si te dan ganas de bailar, pues dale. En el estático todos somos iguales. Te ves bonita con tu swing salvaje. Sigue bailando, ¿qué pasó? Te traje. Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales. Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales.
Y yo hoy estoy aquí imaginando. Sexy baila y me deja con las ganas.
Y yo hoy estoy aquí imaginándolo. Sexy baila y me deja con las ganas.
Qué bien te queda a ti esa palita. Ella señora no es señorita.
Sexy baila y me deja con las ganas.
Cómo te luces cuando lo meneas. Cuánto quisiera hacerte el amor. Enséñame lo que sabes.
Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales. Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales.
One, two, three, let go.
J Balvin, man, the business. Sky, rompiendo el bajo. Mosty,
let go.
Bullene, Faith.
You just heard Bruca Manigua with by Ibrahim Ferrer, and then Ginsa by J Balvin. Two very different pieces. I must say that I'm a fan of both of those songs, actually. We'll move on straight to our next song, which is currently doing well in the charts. It's actually number 6 in Spain, and it's called La Goza... Could you help me with that, the pronunciation?
Yeah, it's called the... Gente de la Zona featuring Mark Anthony, and it's La Gozadera.
Miami me lo confirmó.
Gente de Zona.
Puerto Rico me lo regaló.
Mark Anthony.
Dominicano ya repito.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Y del Caribe somos tuyos.
Yeah. slušate Muzika ne zna za granice, Lead Student Radio.
It's 2:40 and you're listening to Music Knows No Borders on LSR. You just heard La Gozadera by Gente de Zona and then Moviendo Cadera by Yandel. So now, Mo, you've got another treat for us, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm taking it to Spain this time, taking it back from Latin America for a second. And we're focusing on a band called Chambao. The song's called Ahí Estás Tú, but... a little bit of information about Chambao. So they're a Malagan group who combine the classic influence of flamenco, which is
nice,
very, very prominent still in the south of Spain. Mm-hmm. And they mix it with electronic music. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a weird combo on paper, but it does work. They're very established artists and they've been around for 10 years. So obviously if you go and speak to any sort of even Spanish people who are our age, and you say, oh, do you know Chambao? And they'll be like, yeah, yeah, of course. How do you know them? And they'll look a bit weird, the fact that you know them and you're not Spanish.
Yeah.
And Chambao itself is an actual word which comes from Malaga. So it's a Malagueño, people from Malaga, or thing from Malaga, word, meaning a little seaside hut where people sit to avoid the intensity of the midday sun and the blustery winds that they experience on their lovely beaches there. And a Chambao is usually set up during the festival of San Juan. But that's, also, you get fishers who cook their fish in Chambaos as well.
That sounds like a lot of meaning behind just one small word.
Yeah, I mean, like that. Well, that's the interesting thing about languages like Spanish and Italian. A lot of words have so much meaning behind them, but you can't really translate it into English. So obviously, that's a bit of a weird translation because it's almost a paragraph's worth of definition. But that's, I think that's what makes it, you know, such a nice language to listen to and experience, especially knowing the words as you go on and you learn it, because you realize that there's a lot of experience behind it.
Yeah.
Nice. And one last thing about Chumbao, they've not released an album since 2013, but a new one is due next year, so make sure that you keep your eyes out for that.
I will certainly do. Here's Chumbao with Ahí Estás Tú.
Perfect.
Ocupen en tu vida malas pasiones.
Oh, I just love that piece. It's so eclectic sounding and it's just so nice.
Yeah, well, it's just something completely different from what you'd expect from Spain. You'd expect, you know, typical guitars and maybe a bit of shouting and stuff.
Yeah. And the occasional ole.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that was Chambao with Ahí Estás Tú. And we have a song by someone called Wisin, or Wisin, is it?
I have no idea. There's no W's in the Spanish language, so this I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Okay, fair enough. It might just be Wising, but without the G.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it features J-Lo and Ricky Martin, and I found that a lot of big-name artists in, like, this sort of, from the Latin music industry have collabed with loads of, like, smaller artists, and I think it's quite good for, like, for the smaller artists to actually have, like, that sort of global outreach. And also loads of Spanish songs are also sung in English, which I kind of like, that they're increasing their audience that way.
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit strange. Obviously, the best example of it is Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, yes.
It's a bit strange why they have a Spanish and English version, but I guess, obviously, as you say, they've got to expand their market somehow because... But then again, even it's a bit weird because we live in a multicultural society.
Of course.
Even world.
Yeah.
So... The fact that you can't reach people in your own language is a bit weird when people go to Benidorm and they listen to all the Spanish music.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this is right lovely. But they don't actually understand what's going on. So it's a bit strange, yeah.
Yeah, so this next song is called Adrenalina and it's by Wisin.
Es que
we're coming to the end of our show. It's been just estupendo to enter the universe of Latin music. Thank you, Mo, for coming on the show.
Ha sido un placer. Muchas gracias.
No problem. Yeah, yeah. My Spanish needs a bit of tweaking. So.
Well, I mean, you answered correctly, so yeah. It doesn't matter what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. But could you just remind the listeners at home about your show?
Yeah, so my show is the one and only The Beat on every Wednesday from 6 till 7 p.m. This is LSR.com. It is your number one spot for anything to do with drive time because we know you're walking home then. And we would love to guide you to your front door with the latest and greatest of the freshest music going on in and around Leeds and arts and culture.
Well, I know that I'll definitely be listening in then. Here's a great song. It's called Back It Up, and it's by Prince Royce to end the show. It's featuring Pitbull and J-Lo.
What's up, baby? It's your new boyfriend. Royce.
Oh, yeah. Yo, this got that dance hall feel to it. Prince Royce. Mr. Worldwide, J-Lo. Let's rap.
Ese cuerpo me mata. Y esos ojos de gata, oh my gosh, oh my god,
oh my man.
Y sabes que lo tienes, yeah. Como un loco me tienes, oh my gosh, oh my god,
oh my man.
Cuando te mueves se siente muy bien. Tú me calientas.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my god,
oh mamá.
Esto no tiene nombre,
yeah.
Say it over and over.
Oh my gosh, oh my god,
oh mamá.
La locura, yeah. Ella bella, ella rica sabrosura. Con ella coge lo suave, pero a la misma vez ella está dura y dura. Ella sabe cómo hacer la batidora, cómo se llama la mamá de Dora, mamadora. Oh, es un placer, señora. Arriba de la hora, arriba, para abajo. Dame, dame un trago. Arriba, para abajo. Dale bueno que llegó el malo suave.
Dámelo, mami chula. Dámelo, mami chula.
Dámelo, papi chula.
Yeah.
Dámelo, papi chula.
So bad, bad, bad. Get up.
Hello.
Jumbo.
Hola.
Annyeong.
Ni hao.
Salam.
Hello.
Namaste.
You're listening to Music Knows No Borders on Leeds Student Radio.